Joining us now, he is the Whitecaps manager, Mark DeSantos. How's it going, Mark? Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you, guys. No problem. How are you?
We're well, thank you. It's been a tough start to the season, as we all know. How do you assess these first three games?
Yeah, it's been a tough start, you know, to be with three games, 0 points. And when you feel that in so many of the games, you know, the three are one goal difference. The three are played in little details. We could have easily gotten the tie in Salt Lake, and we did enough to get the tie in Houston. But at the end of the day, we get out with 0 points. So we have to review all the details that could make us a better team.
You've got a big job here. There's a lot of new players, a lot of new faces. You've rebuilt this squad over the course of the offseason. Is it tough for you to keep players focused on the big picture of the plan and the project while things aren't going well?
Yeah, it's more challenging for sure, but I think that the players are in the right spot mentally. They understand where we want to go. You never see in any of the games players with their head down and lack of mentality. In Houston, when it's 3-2, Andy Rose gets injured. The team plays a man down for close to 15 minutes and tries to push, tries to get the equalizer. So it's never a lack of mentality or approach from the players. And that's the MLS. Look, there's nine teams in the league that have between 0 points and 2 points. So it shows how difficult it is. I believe in the process. I strongly believe in what we're building. And I know that it's not going to be in three games that we're going to build that.
Mark, the left side was targeted a little bit in that game against Houston on the weekend. What's the short-term approach to that? Obviously, you have some time to figure out the situation there, but are you going to change the way you look at your lineup heading into the next game?
No, we have to be honest with ourselves. And even if you ask the question, you're an intelligent guy, and you know that, yes, it's a sector of the field that has some instability. PC and Brett Levi's being players that are half left backs, half wingers, more wing backs. Then we have Derek Cornelius playing there that is a center back. So there's no doubt over it. We can't lie to ourselves. The reality is our club needs a steady, solid, natural left back. And we're addressing that with Ali Adnan, that hopefully is arriving this week and hopefully is going to be in conditions to play against Seattle if everything goes well. But the approach now is trying to get a natural left back ready to play and get integrated with the team.
Mark, you had a bit of a different shape to start the game on Saturday. How much are you still looking for the best version of this new squad?
Yeah, you're totally right. That's what's a little bit more frustrating at the moment for the staff and players is that, you know, our preseason was very rough and it was tough. Not the conditions or how the club has set it up. That was good. More about the players coming in so different stages and going to Hawaii with a group. And then in L.A., players were coming in, like Kimbiom arrived during the trip, Kimiri, Ardaiz, Montero. So we're starting now to look at what are the best combinations on the field, who's better with who, where do we have more balance, how are we more steady. We decided to go in a back three against Houston more because of our concern in the wide positions where Kyoto, Memo, and Ellis are so influential for the game of Houston. And not having a natural left back made us take that decision of pretty much having Derek and PC dealing both with that side. But of course, that when you're down in the score like that and both calls come from a similar position, I have to say it didn't work out as we planned.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Mark Dos Santos, Whitecaps manager. And you don't play again until March 30th, where you take the Seattle Sounders. Obviously, an international break coming up now. Some of the players are heading off on international break and playing. What are you asking of the rest of the guys? What's your focus during this international break?
The guys that are in town to train, we're going to be very demanding. We want them to become better. They're all players that could be an option, of course, again for the game against Seattle. So there's going to be a lot of commitment in training. And then for us to play Seattle in this moment where we're 0 wins, 3 losses, and they're 3 wins and zero losses, is a great opportunity. You know, we have to learn how to respond to different situations. And what makes us grow as a club is the testing and the challenges. So it's absolutely great that we're playing Seattle home on March 30th.
You know, Mark, I was thinking about this on the weekend, but it's been two games already where the team has given up 3 goals in 2 separate matches. And not to say that defending comes easy and building chemistry at the back end should come easy, but I did think that would be an area that would come sooner for the squad. Are you worried about the defensive breakdowns that have been happening?
Yeah, me too. I have to be honest with you that we have to be better there, especially if you look at the 7 goals that were conceded by the team. It's 7 goals that at least 5 of them we could have addressed so much better. There's against Minnesota, the ball that we lose in the midfield that leads to a transition and a play that is under control, the deflection from the goal of Romario that you know, deflects in a lucky way and goes in. Then the ball one on the left side by Ellis, the penalty shot on Ellis. So the frustrating, it's not like the opponent. I would be more concerned if the opponent would break us down. It would be things because of our principles of defending would be bad addressed and they score, but it's too many giveaways where we have to be better and be held accountable. And we're all in this together, me, the players, and we know we have to be better in moments like that.
Whitecaps manager Mark Dos Santos joining us. There has been some questionable calls as well. It just seems the snowball of things not going your way continues to pile up. It's tough to swallow when things aren't going well, that some things are questionable when it comes to the big decisions a referee has to make.
Yeah, guys. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's still, like you said, 7 goals in 3 games. And when you score 2 goals in 3 of the games, so you scored 2 against Minnesota and 2 against Houston, that should be enough for you to get a result. We can't be a team that needs to score 4 goals every game to get a point. You know, that would be very concerning. So we need to tidy things up as a group. And when we talk defensively, it's not only the back four. It's starting with our forwards defending the process. And all of us have to be accountable to that. So I'd like to put everything regarding referees and decisions on the side. Because, again, I repeat, I think it's a loser mentality. For me, it's more important to talk about how are we going to make this club better, how are we going to grow as a club in all facets of the organization to catch up, because the Western Division is a difficult one where teams are growing a lot. You have Seattle, Portland, LAFC, LA Galaxy, Dallas. There's a lot of commitment there, so we need to become better as a club and as a team and forget a little bit about the calls.
Bangura scores the first goal from open play this season. Is that still an area where things are being worked out, creating more chances in open play?
Yeah, it's the most difficult thing, right? It's the most difficult thing in the league and in soccer is to create offensively. We're still learning and figuring out the strengths of each player in the last third. Also, always addressing what we need as a club to become better. But for sure that this is an area where we have to become better.
Is there thoughts of more reinforcements coming in the summer?
There's always thoughts of that. Of course, that this is not a Monopoly game where you just get like those that kind of fake money and you move on. It's not like that. There's a cap. There's moves that need to be made. I trust that we have in the locker room the ability and the quality to get positive results. I just think that there's some connections and some patterns that are going to need a little bit of time to grow. But I strongly believe that in the locker room, we have enough weapons to be successful.
Mark, we appreciate your honesty. I know the Whitecaps fans do as well today. And all the best moving forward.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Mark DeSantos, Whitecaps manager.
Sportsnet 650.